Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good morning to everyone. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, got to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. You know, it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on my show that have been successful in their businesses or just in their craft. So, and it inspires me to know when I touch someone who has took my advice to start their dream businesses or just took my advice on moving forward. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful in life, you've got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and those provisions. So remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. And again, remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, and your reality. Still looking for submissions for independent artists. So make sure you mail them at opentalk2@yahoo.com. You have some different amazing artists out here, guys. It's just unreal to know that. So make sure you follow me on Twitter at opentalk2 at Twitter so you can get your stories and information out there and I can play your music on the show. Last week on the show, I had the legendary pioneer of rap, Curtis Blow. He was definitely in here with me. And today on the show, having an amazing artist out of California, Corey Lumford, a.k.a. Dazed Rich. He's going to be sharing his story on how he got started in the music industry. He's going to be here with me. Also, want to say good morning to my XRQK, Los Angeles, 80 News Talk, Airtime America Radio. Good morning out there in Cali to you guys. Hope y'all are having a good day out here. We're having a rainy, icy day today, so I know it's sunny out there in California, as the song say. All right, guys, going to switch gears a little bit. Had my ear to the street. You know I got to give y'all dose of reality, y'all gossip, and y'all mess. To Real Housewives of Atlanta, our season finale of Love and Hip Hop to New York. Good morning, MJ. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, besides the nasty weather today. I hope you in today. You in today?
Oh, yeah, always.
Oh, good, good. Stay warm. Stay out this sleeting weather. All right, you know, we got to put it on the table with our Real Housewives of Atlanta, who we love so much.
Oh, my goodness.
They had that little pillow talk to me. Everything was going smooth at first. I mean, you had some little shady questions being thrown here and there, but it ended up being a brawl. That was a mess. But it ended up being a brawl. So, but again, you know, it's reality. I was real shocked about that.
Yeah, Apollo, like he had some pent-up anger. But then again, if you kind of look at it, the editing was kind of bad. So I don't know if they wanted to do that to, you know, kind of things off. But it seemed like, I don't know if Brandon was just that hyped up, but I think he did hit Apollo, and I think Apollo just snapped and like, hey, dude.
Well, you know what? If you look at the certain angles, it looked like Peter was holding him down, and it looked like, I don't know if Apollo was holding him down or choking him, but it looked like Brandon threw the first hit. But, of course, you got two men on him. I think I would probably defend myself, too.
Brandon always defends
his Kenya, so.
Yeah, and I think it was just a miscommunication and all around. So.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, I guess, you know, I love NeNe, but I guess I'm just mad at her because she was mad at Kenya for charging the girl, the lady, but I was thinking, I don't think she charged. I think she just stood up and just walked over there so she can hear. And it just, and then the man jumped in the way.
Yeah, Christopher Williams did. Yeah, I don't think he was charging to her to fight her.
I don't think so either.
Got in her face, let her know. But, that was crazy.
I know I missed Wendy Williams last night. Kenya was on there telling her story about, of course, what's going on now with Apollo, with the whole, investigation thing. I'm kind of shocked about that as well, too. You saw that Angela Stanton, well, I don't know if you got a thing on your Facebook. I got one on mine where she had a lot to say during the interview with Vibe magazine.
Uh-huh.
Did you get to see that interview?
I didn't see the interview, but I saw the investigation from the feds of how Apollo was named and how the lady, I guess Angela Stanton,
mm-hmm.
I guess she's supposed to be Apollo's girl on the
right
side or whatnot.
Well, the interview, you got to see the actual interview. The actual interview she did with Vibe magazine, she told from how she met them up until what happened right now, and she implicated his brother as well. So it's a lot. Girl, that's going to be a lot to swallow. What I'm hoping is that Phaedra don't get caught up in this, because supposedly she named her like making fake IDs and stuff. So this tells me why she hadn't been answering to my request for my interview. She has been too busy right now. It's like, all right there.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to our love and hip hop. Their season finale. Did you like their season finale?
It's like they tried too hard. I'll be surprised they come back another season.
I don't think they're gonna get another season.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I have to wait for the reunion show to get more details.
Oh, my God. Did you see the preview of that? That when they started fighting, Monique turned around. She said, one of y'all stepped on my feet. I think they had the right one to do this one. It's going to be funny. I can't wait for that one. I know that the radio stations here have been talking about Rich Dallas all morning, calling him like a girl move, that how he was messing with Sin, telling her how him and Erica was still messing around. I was like, he just probably had some pent-up energy in him that he wanted to be messy. So you know how that goes.
I agree. I'm like, that was too messy.
That was too hyped up right there. That was hyped up.
He wanted to prove his point. Like, Erica's trying to play both of them. So
He proved it.
That was crazy.
You got it. Did you watch a little of the Grammys?
Believe it or not, no.
I didn't watch it
I don't think I watched the full Grammys in like years. I mean, cause
I didn't really watch it either. But I just watched a little of Jay-Z and Beyonce's performance, which I really wasn't impressed by that. I mean, I just thought they could have did a little bit more than what they done. But it tickled me when Jay-Z won a Grammy, and he held his cup out. I don't know if you saw that.
I heard about it.
Okay. He said he thanked God a little, and he told Blue, here you go, Daddy got you another sippy cup, like as if I got plenty of these Grammys. And I was like, okay. And he going to use the Grammy as a sippy cup? Okay.
Yeah, that's nice.
I was like, okay, arrogance, but I don't know. I cannot wait till that season finale come up. That's gonna be good.
I know. Oof. But it's in 2 weeks, so we'll see.
Because of Super Bowl. Who do you think gonna win the Super Bowl?
Yes. So that's gonna be a good one too. I can't wait.
Who do you think gonna win the Super Bowl?
I really don't know, because I like both teams, but I gotta go a little bit more with Peyton Manning, because he's a fellow volunteer. I went to Tennessee, so he's a volunteer. So
okay.
I have to give them the edge. 51-49. I gotta give them the edge.
I don't know what the score will be, but I think Peyton Manning and them gonna take it home too, so
not the score, but just percentage that I'm going to give them.
Oh, percentage. Okay. 50. Okay.
Not the score. I don't know what the score is going to be, because you got Seattle's defense, you got Broncos offense. So the score might be kind of lopsided. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be cold.
You know what I mean?
One thing. It's going to be cold there.
The first one who scores on the board is going to be the the winner, and I think it's going to be Peyton. I'm about to come up with some scores and talk about that next week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, next week be over with it. So.
Then, so, you know,
I know.
Let's see. I'll say it may be 23-17.
I'll say 17-3. Peyton, 17-3.
Well, I give Seattle the kicker. The kicker's pretty good, so I'll give him some points in that, too. I think they'll field goal game because how cold it's going to be, and it's been known that Peyton doesn't do too well in the cold, but we'll see. You never know. He might surprise everybody. Like I said, it's supposed to be below freezing, and it's supposed to be, like, super icy there, so we'll see.
We're going to pick it up for sure. Well, all right, TMJ, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Stay warm.
You too.
All righty. All right, y'all, that was MJ wrapping up our little world of reality. You know, we got to give y'all some mess and some gossip. You know y'all like that kind of stuff, so got to keep it fun and fresh for you. All right, guys, going to take a quick commercial break and also give you guys your blast from your past as well. And then when I come back, I will have in the studio Corey Lumford, Dave Rich. He's definitely going to be in here with me. Y'all got to check him out on Twitter. He is a handsome man, y'all. Golly. So don't move. Stay tight. You're hanging with your girl Cindy at Open Talk 2. Be right back. Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power Women Football Team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. Let him capture the diva in you. You want your lips to look glossy and look shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection that will be launching in the spring, with seasonal colors, fabulous shades that will complement your skin tone. So check out Gimme Sugar's website at www.gimmesugar.com. Having the right insurance can be very important, but finding coverage that works for you isn't always easy. And who has the time to sort through all those options? Inspire Insurance Solutions can help. We offer a broad portfolio of health, life, retirement, and long-term care insurance products. They're all designed to meet the needs of individuals like you. And they all come from highly rated companies. The broad selection allows Inspire agents to help you find the insurance plan that fits your lifestyle and your budget. So get solutions you need and the service you deserve. Call now to speak with a licensed agent at 281-408-0239. That's 281-408-0239. It's time for insurance centered around you. Call 281-408-0239 today. Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc. is an authorized agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Insurance products availability may vary by state. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Let us help you take your business where it needs to be. So email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.
All right. Got a blast from the past. I got a Cheeto squad
or eat pork
with a spoon or fork.
But I heard that
some people don't like the way.
Right.
Well, how did you get your inspiration in the music? How did, you know, what made you get started in that type of industry?
It's been a passion with me since I was like 6 years old, you know. It's for real. I've been singing like Michael Jackson songs since I was like 6 years old. I don't do it no more, but my mom and dad used to make me do it in front of people in Jersey and like have a barbecue and big old family events. Every 3 years old, be like, yeah, like you'll love it. I used to impersonate him and my mom on the East Coast. There was a channel back in the day in the 80s where you could record your favorite artist,
mm-hmm.
at their concert, and you could watch it like you're there live.
Really?
My mom would stay up late night, record all Michael Jackson stuff for me, and I just watched this inspirational person, you know, do his thing. And I, you know, that's really what my inspiration into the music.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a little bit of, what does hip-hop mean to you?
Hip-hop is my life. It helped me living in California. Being out in California, you know, you only got 2 lives to live. Now there's a hustle on the street if you do them, but the dudes look the gun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, I just, you know, as a young, light-skinned black man, I decided to... After being in the struggles of the streets and stuff like that, with gangs and stuff, I decided to, when I got locked up for one last time, I finally decided to put my mind towards books and towards reading. And so with that came new writing. Even though I did a lot of impersonations and things, so I played a lot of people in different songs, I was trying to something about my own.
Okay.
I was at 15 years old. 14 years old, I started just, you know, my life all right. Because, you know, living in the end, you know, I'm sorry, you know, you do this fast.
Right.
But you do the things that is crazy. So, it's probably my life because it really helped me, you know, and even where I'm at right now. Okay. Because I'm a city show, and that's true.
I'll stop right then. I like that. So, let's ask you, who is your most influential artist today, like right now? Is there anybody?
Right now, the person that is really inspiring me a lot, man, is Joey Badass.
Okay.
He's truly, like, I'm in that category of rap.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What about 10 years ago? Who would you say then?
Oh, 10 years ago? Oh, man, there's an indie hip-hop rapper named A$AP Rock, one of the dopest indie hip hop rappers right now, too. He's really good. I like him, man. Like, I want to do a track with him one day, God willing.
Okay. Well, what current events are you working on? What can we be expecting so we can check it out and be looking for you?
Okay, no problem. I dropped 2 mixtapes within 6 months. One called Death Race. It's on every site. You can get it right now.
Okay.
And I dropped a new one, which was just 2 weeks ago, called Omnipresence. And it's really, finally, it's about this one mixtape in particular. It's on Indie Lab mixtapes. I don't got it nowhere else but, like, there for right now.
Okay.
And it's really just about giving people my past, future, and present thoughts. Because now, what's going to happen is right now, is today I was talking with, Ryan Hayden, who is an engineer for Sony. He's going to be, hopefully he would like to engineer my EP called Astro Project. And then, after that,
mm-hmm.
I have a mix and a master from The Avengers from YCMD. YCMD, / Universal Studios. They do stuff in the studio. They call The Avengers.
Okay.
They dropped me a beat already called Tiny Baby Eagles. It's going to an EP that's going to be coming out by when Rick Ross drops his mixtape. And then when he drops his new album, I'm dropping mine on the same date.
Okay.
It's going to be called Astro Project, 10 tracks, EP. And this album is all my new stuff.
Okay.
This is all new, fresh. And if people like the stuff right now, oh man, just buckle up and get ready because we're all going to be blasting off, taking off.
All right. So you've been really busy. You've been really busy in the studio.
Yes, ma'am. I haven't been in the studio yet. I've just been compiling the music, talking to people, interacting on my Twitter, interacting on my Facebook, interacting on my website, interacting everywhere. So
okay.
I'm just really just trying to get everything going.
And that's the way to promote it, especially with networking. You got to network with people to get your brand out there. So, you know, you'll be out there. I know I like some of your music you sent me. I'm going to actually play it on my show, and I've been rocking it, so.
So, yeah, that song is cool. That song actually started. I give you that song in particular to show the world, to show people how really deep I am with this, because, you know, right now a lot of Afro-Americans are not really talking about what I'm talking about in my music. You know, it's a lost thing. Right now, there's a lot of quotes from a lot of MCs saying that they're the last breed of this type of lyricism. But no, I'm one of the, you know, people that still survived through all this stuff that has came out. So right now, you know, you got young black men sitting out there and chat shit up, bang bang on the street, having this knife bag in your pocket, and, you know, getting lit every day. It's the thing. And it's just like, man, that just sounds like kind of fun to me. So to me, you know, I'm, their song, Star, is actually talking about a star, how stars are formulated, how stars are born, how stars, and I ain't talking about famous stars, I'm actually talking about science in there. Go listen to it. Look at what I see, freaking, there's a word in there that has to do with how stars are born in this cluster of dust. And I forgot what it's called, but it's on there. And I say it on the second verse when I start out, and it's thick. The song is really beautifully awesome.
Okay.
Singing it, to show people real vocalism, when I go to the studio, I tell my people, please don't put that auto-tune on my, when I'm singing, don't put it on there. Just put a verse to you, okay, put it on there if you want, because that's new school sounding, you know what I mean, I want to stay relevant.
Right.
But, you know, if I'm singing though, I want to show the industry, I want to show producers, I want to show people, like, this is vocalism, this is projecting.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, you got a lot of people doing monotone, like Drake. And it's like, you can't sing. That's not singing. You're actually singing from your nose when you're singing like that.
Okay.
You're not singing from your diaphragm like a real singer.
Hmm.
So it's just, it's a different thing, man.
That's right. Educate us on that. Well, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to name three hip-hop artists in one group, and I want you to describe them maybe just in one word if you can. One of them you may want to extended, but just because. But the first artist is named Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow, one word, a break.
Okay. What about Big Daddy Kane?
Gold.
What about Run DMC? What about Run DMC?
The last one?
Run DMC?
Oh, The Street Kid, which was their first track. See, this is a track that no one knows about Run DMC.
No, what was
and, like, it? This track right here is The Street Kid. It was brought in 1982, 1984. And that's when they dropped it. That was the first track they got out there.
What was it called?
The Street Kid or something like that.
Okay, I'm gonna Google it. I had to check that out because I'm going to Google it. I like to Google stuff.
That's some history for y'all.
You sure? Thank you for educating us on that. Well, Mr. Corey Lumford, a.k.a. Dave Rich, I thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to interview with me. I am very honored, and I just don't know what to say.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for having me on the show. And God Almighty, you know, pray you and bring you much more endeavors to your accomplishment that you're making.
Thank you. All right, everybody, Open Talk to listeners. This, again, is a.k.a., his name is Corey Lumford, a.k.a. Dave Rich. He's a handsome man, y'all. Y'all got to check him out on Twitter. Check his music out. Follow him. Hey, let's support him on this. So thank you again, Corey.
God bless you, y'all.
Okay.
Welcome back, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed the interview with Corey Lumford. Again, a.k.a. Dave Rich. Yeah, he is very talented. He has a lot of material out there on YouTube. Check him out. He got a lot of releases that's coming up in February. I want to say he also has something coming up in March as well. So I'll see you guys next week on February the 4th at 2014 at 10 a.m. I have to push that back. Kind of
got a little personal thing I might need to take care of, but I'll still be back regardless. February the 4th on tonight's show next week, we'll be having Daniel Cable, a.k.a. Deathbed Sauce. He's going to be sharing his inspiring story as well. So, y'all, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Open Talk 2. Like me at my Facebook page. If you have any ideas or stories you want to share, if you just want to be on the show to give out a comment or any idea, please make sure you email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. If you want to advertise with me, again, opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, looking for independent artists on to submit their content on the show. Also, guys, please follow my Houston Powers women football team. Again, officially camp has started already for them. So if you want to go out and support them, take pictures with them, get autographs, just meet them, go out there and do that. They're having a golf tournament, March the 8th, at Melrose Golf Tournament. Go to their website, check them out at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com, y'all. So see y'all on the other side. Have a good one. Stay dry. Be safe.
Brothers, all three we give it. No one could ever split us and rip.